Patty Griffin on Air America Radio. My guest this week is Amy Ray. Thank you for bringing that in. I'm ashamed to admit, I think this is the first time that Patty's been played on my radio program.
Oh, and
you
no.
remember that? Well. Yeah, I know. I probably shouldn't have admitted that publicly because she'll kick my butt. I do stuff outside of what people normally expect of me. I mean, that's one reason I made a bluegrass record, and that sort of evolved into a bluegrass band. Everybody knows you for, you know, your work with the Indigo Girls, and those are great records. I got to be an honorary Indigo Girl.
I played
on
my contract.
No doubt about it. But your solo records are, you've always done stuff, you know, outside of the Indigo Girls to sort of keep yourself going artistically.
Yeah, I mean, I made my first one about 4 years ago, and it was more of a punk rock record, and then I just put one out called Prom that's, It's punk rock. It's more rock than punk, but that's just something else. You know, I write two different kinds of songs, and at one point, I mean, we were working with Peter Collins, actually our producer, and we were trying to fit the square peg into the round hole, and he just looked at me and he's like, Amy, you need to make some solo records.
Yeah, that's
he just didn't want to do my punk songs, you know, and it pissed me off at the time, and I was really mad at him, and I felt insulted. But it was the best thing that's ever happened. He was right.
No,
he was
I know right. Peter really well, and actually Peter was on this radio
he's
program.
He's one of my best friends.
Yeah, it's true. That's not what Peter does either. You know, he has to get it.
So. I mean, I would try to bring all these guests in to play on our records that were punk rock musicians, and he would be pulling his hair out and leave the studio and not want to be in there.
And he hasn't got all that much hair to begin with. So this is Amy Ray from Prom. This is Blender.